See my little bowl over there? I've got you on my little bowl over there.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter would give me that.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. First name. I think it's what you call it.
Is that right?
I think it's, that's what name I call it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you see him in movies, or when he's calling his whole life, first name. It's a bull.
He was the one that liked to smell flowers instead of fight, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, of course, they're going to give me that lamp over there. Give me two of them just like. I think it's cute. Mm-hmm. I thought I might have used Miss Winter.
I wanted to ask you, you were talking about people using wood stoves for heat. What did they call that pipe that came out the back of the stove and went up to the chimney?
Pipes?
They're called stove pipes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, a long time ago, man used to wear a hat called a stove pipe.
So
and another kind of hat they wore, called derbies. Joe Charles Shelby used to wear one.
Derby. What was the difference?
Well, one's round top, the other was just still top. You know, straight.
Mm-hmm.
Derby's is round.
Mm-hmm.
Round deal. So they have been out there.
Seems like men don't wear.
Men wear hats more than they used to. And most of the time,
I guess they want to show off the hair. If they have any.
My mother one time, man had one of those plastic collars and all.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked down the street, thing cutting that corn far. They'd shake that old thing quite quick.
I guess they did.
Of course, I never hear corn far, but it's plastic, it'll be hot, I guess.
I think it just melts instead of catch on fire.
Yeah, but I guess somehow it gets done with catch on fire.
Yeah.
You know, they say you take this magnifying glass,
mm-hmm.
or throw something, and that sunset that on fire.
Yeah. Sure will.
I never had trouble, but I hear of it.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a little kid, we used to do that, get those magnifying glasses and go out in the playground and set leaves on fire. Just to have something to do, I guess.
I got magnifying glass here. I used to use it. I got my glasses to read by.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the stovepipe. Is there anything different from the stovepipe that maybe that part of the chimney that's inside the house, you know, that goes up through the roof
mm-hmm.
and out there? Is that called anything in particular?
I don't think so.
Is that the flue or?
Yeah. It's on top of the house, it's flue.
The top of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a farmer wanted, if he had an axe and he wanted to sharpen the blade, he might have used one of these big old stones, you know, that he turned around.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been pedal operated or had a crank to it, something like that. What was that thing called? Do you remember?
I don't know, but I can't think of the name of that now. It's something like a file, but it's sharpening an axe.
Mm-hmm.
Redstone, I think it's quite called now, I'm not sure.
Redstone?
Mm-hmm. You know, you sharpen eyes on it too.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that whetstone the same? Have you ever heard of anything called a grindstone?
Whetstone or grindstone, either one.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Or say, if you know what?
If we have that big bowl called a crock,
mm-hmm.
you can sharpen eyes on that. I don't make well, I always do it.
I see. Or say, if you know, if my car started squeaking, might take it into the service station and tell the man to put it up on the rack and do what to it to stop that squeaking.
That's out of my lines, I don't know. Because I don't know anything about cars.
Well, say.
Now, my son-in-law might tell you more about that than I can.
Yeah, all right. Well, put it this way. Say if you were going to.
Well, I think it's a rat in there squeaking.
Huh?
I might think it's a rat in there squeaking.
A rat.
Either a rat or a cricket one.
Yeah, well, it might be.